Thank you very much. A very warm welcome. Welcome to you, Jens, here for our second meeting in the Bendler block. When we last met a few weeks ago in January, the security situation was a completely different one. During that time, we had to see that Russia has launched a brutal war of aggression in Ukraine. We see that there is immense suffering among the population, and millions need to leave their home to find a safe haven, also in Germany. And in Germany, there's a great willingness to host these refugees, and I think that's an important message. But another important message, and I'd like to thank you especially for that, that we in NATO, over recent weeks, we were able to have such a united position, and we showed that we are standing by our allies, no ifs, no buts. And any attack on the alliance territory would be met with the respective response. Therefore, it was really good that we responded so quickly, and we reinforced our troops at the eastern flank. Germany contributed to that by reinforcing forces in Lithuania, by increasing our contribution, doubling our contribution in Romania in air policing. And now we have the parliamentary approval from Slovakia, and we will get engaged there too. So those are important signs that we are standing by each other as allies in this more than difficult time. It was an important sign also here in Germany that as a result of the degraded situation, as a result of the attack by Putin, we have taken certain important decisions. We have agreed to supply weapons to Ukraine. That was not an easy decision. Until the very last moment, we tried to avoid this conflict by diplomatic means. But when we saw that there was nothing but lies, and when we saw Putin acting with such violence, we knew that we had to review our approach and draw the consequences from the events. One of the consequences is that we are now supplying weapons to Ukraine, or equipment to Ukraine, we're supporting them. And another important decision was that as a result of the threat situation, we decided to invest more in future in national and collective defense. And therefore, we have adopted a special fund worth 100 billion euro, a sum that we've never had before, for investments in the Bundeswehr. It is necessary to have this sum to catch up what has been which has not been done in recent years because we had so many savings. And it's really necessary so that we can do what we've committed to do, to contribute and do what we have pledged. We are reliable partners in that, but our Bundeswehr needs to have the right equipment to live up to that pledge. Last time, I was not yet able to send you this message when we last met, but now I can. Germany is a reliable partner in NATO. Germany is a reliable partner for our allies.
Minister Lambrecht, dear Christina, it's great to be back here and to meet with you so shortly after we met yesterday at NATO Defense Ministerial meeting, and as you said, we met here also in January. I'm very grateful for your strong personal commitment to our transatlantic alliance. German leadership is vital as we face this dangerous moment for European security. President Putin's brutal war in Ukraine continues, and the bravery of the Ukrainian people and their armed forces are an inspiration for the whole world. We support their right to self-defense as enshrined in the UN Charter. Germany is playing a key role with military equipment, financial and humanitarian aid to Ukraine. And I'm extremely grateful for the rapid response from Germany in providing support to Ukraine. Allies are imposing unprecedented costs on Russia, and sanctions are hurting Putin's ability to wage war. Germany is also stepping up to help protect and defend other NATO allies. You quickly sent hundreds of more troops to the NATO battlegroup you lead in Lithuania. You have deployed Eurofighters to Romania, and actually met German pilots there when I visited Romania a couple of weeks ago. And Germany has deployed Patriot air defense systems in Slovakia, and German warships have been on patrol for NATO in the Baltic Sea. All of this is part of NATO's immediate response to the crisis. And yesterday we met in Brussels to address the changes we must make for the longer term. To reset our deterrence and defense for a new reality, we will require more defense investment. Germany is already leading the way. The announcement of 100 billion euro investment fund for defense is impressive, and increasing German defense spending to more than 2% starting this year will have a significant impact for peace and security in Europe, helping make Germany and our whole alliance even more secure. Your investment in fifth-generation aircraft will also be vital for NATO, and it reaffirms Germany's commitment to our nuclear deterrence mission. These are the right decisions because we cannot take peace and security for granted. Now is the time to invest in our armed forces, increase our readiness, and modernize our capabilities to keep our people safe. I look forward to discussing with Germany in the coming weeks and months how we can make sure that we adapt NATO to this new security reality. So once again, Minister Lambrecht, it's always a great pleasure to meet with you, and thank you for your strong commitment to NATO. Thank you.
Herr Hoffmann.
Frau Ministerin, Herr Generalsekretär, ich habe
Minister Lambrecht, Secretary General, I've got a question to both of you regarding considerations to station more permanently soldiers and equipment with the Eastern Allies. What does that mean for Germany? What expectations do you have in Germany? And the Ukrainian President Zelensky spoke very impressively today in the German parliament asking for more support. What's your response to that? Well, in the current situation, we responded very quickly, both as NATO and as Germany, in order to strengthen the security at the eastern flank and of our allies. And it was the right thing to act so quickly. Now we are talking about how we can ensure that in the mid and long term, because we need to expect a security situation that is not going to be over within a few weeks' time. And if we now need to think about the infrastructure we need, the kind of capabilities and capacities, that's what we need to talk about. And the first position paper is on the table. And I'd like to thank you, Jens, for having started to discuss that. Over the next few weeks, we will discuss it more so that in the summer we can take the necessary decisions on it. The speech by President Zelensky in the German parliament was very concerning. It showed the situation that people in Ukraine live in. And, you know, we are here in Germany, and at the same time, there are bomb alerts, and there's a terrible situation in Ukraine. And so we must act, and we do that. We are supporting Ukraine, and we will continue to do that. But we will not necessarily talk about it in detail publicly because we want to ensure that what we deliver arrives where it is needed, where it is so urgently needed, and we want to ensure that those who deliver the equipment do not become a target. We want to ensure that they have the highest level of safety that is possible in such a situation. So the Ukraine can rely on us continuing to be a good partner when it comes to equipment and support, but also in terms of humanitarian aid, in terms of helping the those people who've had to flee their homes.
Lambrecht just said, let me just add that when it comes to NATO presence in the eastern part of the alliance, we have to distinguish between our immediate response, which has already been implemented. We have significantly increased the presence of NATO troops in the east on land, and also more ships at sea and more planes in the air. What we see now is that we have hundreds of thousands of troops on heightened alert across the alliance. We have 100,000 U.S. forces in Europe now, which is an increase of several thousands just over the last weeks. And then we have 40,000 troops under direct NATO command, most of them in the eastern part of the alliance. And then you have, of course, like Germany doubling the number of troops in the battlegroup Germany leads in Lithuania. So this is our immediate response, and we will adjust that if needed. But as the Minister said, we have also started now the discussion at NATO to a more longer-term reset of our deterrence and defence. And we have not made the decisions, but we have asked our military commanders for advice. We will receive that in some weeks. Based on that, we will have the political consultations, and then finally decisions in NATO in June. But I expect that to be about both more presence in the east, but also more capabilities, like, for instance, air defense and other capabilities, which we think are critical to convey a clear message to Moscow that we are there to protect and defend all allies. So this is a process, and I'm extremely grateful for the support and the constructive approach from Minister Lambrecht and from the German government.
Vielen Dank.
Thank you.
Danke.